My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up, everybody?
And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
It is a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We'll be talking a lot of NFL throughout the show, a lot about the Commanders-Ravens game. John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, will jump on at 7. We have our colleague checking, Danny Ruye. Funny Danny joins us at 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
A competitive, fun game yesterday. Ravens come out on top 30-23. I heard a stat this morning. The Ravens have outrun their opponents by over 100 in every game this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's how dominant their rushing attack is. Well, they could very well end the season with the number one rushing quarterback and the number one rushing running back on the same team.
Yeah, well, when you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson as a tandem, I mean, you're going to tend to outrush people.
And the number one rush defense.
Right. Yeah, that's the other side of it.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Because Washington could not run the ball.
Right. I love my pick for the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I feel great about it.
It's them and KC and the AFC.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that 1-2 punch of Lamar and Derrick Henry, I mean, I just can't believe the Titans gave up on him. I mean, it's crazy to me, but whatever.
Hey, the Titans had to see what they had in Will Levis in that passing offense. How's that working out for them? I can tell you. It's not working out very well.
So the Commanders gave up almost 500 yards of offense. The Ravens, a lot of people were responding on social media about the Commanders' defense, and they definitely have issues. But the other part of the equation is the Ravens are that good. They just did that to the Bengals the week before. Their offense is excellent, led by a two-time MVP in Lamar Jackson, who's on track for another one, led by Derrick Henry, who ran for 132 yards. Started slow, but eventually picked up steam, and our guy Jonathan Allen was out.
Dorrance,
I'm sure
Armstrong,
that was part of the equation.
I mean, those are two key defensive pieces. They go out. That hurts.
Yeah. But if you look at the game, a lot of people were also saying that the refs were favoring Baltimore. And there are particular plays which you can bring up. But the Ravens had scoring drives of 93 yards, 78 yards, 94 yards. They punted once, I believe.
Yeah, after the first quarter, from the second quarter to the end of the game, the Ravens' drives were 11 for 82, touchdown, 15 plays, 83 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 57 yards, field goal. 10 plays, 84 yards, touchdown. 10 plays, 57 yards, field goal. 8 plays, ice the game. Yeah. I mean, they had the ball the entire game. They had the ball 36 plus minutes. Like, that's going to be tough to win those games.
The correct team won. The better team.
The better team won the game.
And it's okay. We're on the come.
Commanders hung in there.
I love where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You could say there's no such thing as moral victory. I don't care. I mean, call it whatever you want. I don't care what it is. We just continue to show we got our guy, and our defense is leaky. Probably not going to win anything this year, which no one should think that we are. Just keep rolling. It'd be nice to beat Carolina. I think we should. Looks like that Bears game is going to be tougher than I had imagined a couple weeks ago. We'll see how that plays out. But I love where we are. Love Jaden. Just not as good as the Ravens.
By the way, no thanks to Ron Rivera whatsoever, because all the top draft picks were either on other teams or just healthy scratches and not playing.
Yeah.
So that hurts when Jamin Davis is scratched, Manny Forbes is scratched.
Yeah,
Jahan Dotson is playing for the Eagles.
The staff, not a fan of Rivera's players.
It doesn't seem like
clearly
it.
Clearly not a fan.
Kime said they didn't even really love St. Just at first, but they've grown to like him.
Right.
What did you think about this coaching decision? The Ravens were up 20-13, 4th and 6 at the Baltimore 44. It's up 4th and 2, but it's 4th and 6. You're at the 44. They decide to punt. They did pin them to the 6-yard line, but the Ravens then go 8 plays, 94 yards for a touchdown, puts them up 27-13, which at that point it felt like the game was over. There was still a lot of time left, but it felt like that was the tipping point of the game.
I like Dan Quinn's cojones. He's shown the propensity to go for it on a lot of 4th downs. They've been successful on them, but 4th and 6, that's... If it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 3 at that spot on the field, I think he goes for it. 4th and 6, I'm guessing the problem.
I think if there's 3.5 minutes left, all right, I can see where you go for it there. But with 6.5 minutes left, almost 7, I think you got to punt there. Maybe get lucky. Maybe they drop a punt.
I think punt was the right call.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good call.
I don't have a strong preference either way.
If it's 4th and 1 through 3, he's going for it. 4th and 6, it's a little out of the comfort zone.
Our 3rd down percentage was mediocre. We did hit our 1 4th down play. I think we were like 30% or something on 3rd downs. You know, it wasn't like it was some, you know, easy decision. I think we would have been dogs.
But I think most coaches, if not all, would probably punt in that scenario.
I mean, the only thing is you just know you weren't stopping them. You know, we forced 1 punt and it wasn't enough.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's still the 3rd quarter. But it just felt like that was... To me, it felt like that was the tipping point of the game, because they punt, and then the Ravens go the 8 plays, 94 yards, and here's the progression. Henry for 2, Henry for 12, Lamar hits Andrews for 15. It was like the blink of the eye, and they were moving the ball. Lamar for 1, Henry for 4, and then there's a 3rd down play. A lot of Commanders fans are upset. It was a pass interference on Bateman by St. Just. And Bateman looked like he was falling down, like falling into him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, St. Just, his hands were all over him.
Yeah,
I think they should probably let it go.
Ticky-tack.
Yeah. Right. And then you have Lamar to Andrews for 38, and Henry.
It just looked worse because Bateman slipped.
Yeah.
So it looked like St. Just pulled him down, but he didn't.
I'm going to be a big picture guy here. They're 4-2 after 6 games, lost to one of the AFC favorites, and they're coming home to take on the Carolina Panthers, who are allowing, I think, 34-plus points per game.
Yeah, this should be fine.
I think overall you would take that as a Commanders fan. If somebody pitched that to you before the season started, said after 6 weeks, you could be 4-2 with a home game against Carolina for a chance to go 5-2.
They should be 5-2, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, and you're still atop the division.
You'll take it every single time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the division, somebody tweeted this morning.
Division 6.
You can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
The Division 6.
They may have the only coach that's not on the hot seat.
Cowboys are they're basically dead.
In the division.
They can't stop anybody. I wouldn't be surprised if that bumbling idiot McCarthy gets fired after that dreadful performance at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting embarrassed and humiliated by the Lions.
Yeah, they were awful.
Well, sounds like it's not going to happen this week, but it might happen.
That was on Jerry Jones' birthday, too.
Nice. Now, the Lions are really good.
They're very good.
But it was an embarrassment.
That was an embarrassing display. Like, the Lions were doing everything they could to get, like, an offensive lineman to score late in the game. They were just embarrassing Dallas in their house.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised he wasn't fired after the game.
I mean, that
to be just, honest with you.
I mean,
but he's on the hot seat. Dable's going to be on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And Sirianni, even though they win,
right, he's jawing.
Nobody's
with fans.
Happy with him in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, he can be on the outs too.
Yeah, we're in good stead.
Everything's fine.
They're in good shape.
Everything's copacetic over here.
I'm not concerned.
Not going to pay. You think this guy's panicking over a loss to the Ravens in Baltimore?
It actually was somewhat clarifying because the only thing I questioned was I didn't know where that we were with the defense because the last couple of weeks they had played better.
Sure.
The defense is about what I thought it was.
Right.
You know, it gets really, really good teams that are going to be exposed, and that's fine. You know, you're not going to change it all overnight. But Jaden was so good by and large. Mostly, and, you know, his leg, they kept him contained. He didn't really hurt him with the legs.
Yeah.
And I just love what he's showing every week.
This team's identity is the rushing attack, and their rushing attack was snuffed out by the top rushing defense in the league.
You also had no Brian Robinson.
Yeah, but I think even if Brian Robinson were there and 100% healthy, I don't know if he makes that much bigger of an impact.
I don't think he makes a difference.
No. Now, he'll make it if he's back against Carolina. I think that's part of the reason they saved him. He'll make an impact against them.
Yeah. They'll run all over Carolina.
He wasn't going to make an impact against Baltimore.
But they were playing catch-up. I mean, you can question some of the play calls or the punt or in the third quarter, whatever. But like you said, I mean, that was just the better team.
Right.
Baltimore is clearly the better team.
Yeah.
And they've got the better weapons.
Yeah, I mean, there are different stats you could talk about.
Beast.
Obviously, the rushing was 176-52. The Ravens have now outrun their opponents by over 900 yards this season already.
Mm-hmm.
They are just crushing it on the ground. But overall, 484 yards to 305. 484 yards allowed by the defense. So we talked about different scenarios on Friday on the show, but I agreed with you. I thought it was a measuring stick game, in particular for the defense, because they had played better, supposedly, against Arizona and Cleveland. Well,
the defense
Cleveland's offense is putrid.
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't matter who they play. Their offense is terrible.
Yeah.
And so Washington benefited from that. Next year, Washington's going to have to draft corners.
Oh, absolutely.
That is the biggest need.
Another pass rusher, for sure.
The biggest need is corner.
Clearly.
Yeah, but all those things, they're hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
You mentioned the Browns, by the way. They've scored one touchdown in their last 29 drives.
Yeah, they're really bad.
One touchdown, 29 drives. I don't know. I mean, clearly Kevin Stefanski's been given an edict by ownership that says you can't bench Deshaun Watson, or else he would have benched him by now.
You would think.
He's terrible. The rest of the teammates have to be just incensed that he keeps getting trotted out there every week.
But Washington's not going to lose next week. I'm not going to lose to Carolina.
I wouldn't think so.
I think we should win, and for sure.
So if you would have said, I'll take five out of the first seven at the start of the year, you'd say, what? You think we're going to win five out of the first seven? All right.
I think
will take that all day long.
I think the Panthers will be five and
two. All right, one guy on the planet.
I think the Panthers will be feisty and plucky, but I think the Commanders will outclass them.
Yeah,
like I think they'll like that.
They're not the walkover they were.
They'll score some points.
They'll score some points.
But Dalton will give you the ball. Dalton will give you the ball back a couple times.
They should win the game by 7 to 10 points, I would think.
But Jaden, it doesn't look like this offense is going to be stopped for.
They're not going to be
consistently over four quarters,
right?
I don't think so.
You know, I don't see a team. Now we'll wait and see what kind of defenses they're going to be playing later in the year. But I don't see a team really stopping them over 60 minutes.
They got off to a slow start, you know, and certainly not being able to run the ball put them in some difficult positions.
But
they
that'll
did
be
a great
the,
job containing Jaden.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's obviously clearly the best run defense you're going to face.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to run on Carolina. You should be able to be balanced. So you take five out of the first seven.
The next month for the Commanders, 3 of 4 at home. Panthers, Bears, back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
At the Giants is your only road trip. Home to the anemic Steelers. I kind of like the next month, the way it's setting up.
Steelers defense is good.
The Steelers know how to win games.
Yep. Okay, that's fine.
Well,
you know what? I'll take Jaden Daniels head-to-head versus Justin Fields.
Everybody would.
All day long.
Everybody would.
I'll take that matchup
I don't think that's as easy as the other games.
But though, I thought you said wins aren't about the quarterback. You always say no quarterback wins, but then you come down to it and you do the matchup.
I like their schedule for the next month. I like the way it's setting up.
So do I. But it doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but I like it. Yeah. I like our chances. You never really liked our chances this week.
No.
And so it is what it is. That's why I'm not getting too worked up. I think I clapped like a seal one time during the game.
They have to.
One time.
They may have to win the division this year to get in the playoffs because the NFC North, all those teams are looking really good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, the NFC East looks kind of winnable.
They'll start beating up on
looks
each other.
Winnable.
I agree with you there.
I mean, the NFC North, only two of the teams have even played a division game. So they'll start beating up on each other.
Right. All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, a lot of people don't like to talk about moral victories, but it is our Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Was this loss a moral victory for the Commanders? How are you feeling after it?
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.